Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Maris Hena Miriam Bas Chana. She should have a refuah shleima b'soch shar cholei Yisrael, and for Reb Shmuel ben Yamin Mitishna Rachaleya, and for David Shukra Ala ben Rachel, and for Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther. They should all have bracha behatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedehem. We are going to be learning sugiyas in Maseches Brachos and Maseches Psachim. L'chvoid Pesach haba aleinu v'al kol Yisrael l'tova. How exciting is that? And we're basing ourselves in the Sefer Mar Bebracha in Simen Ayin Aleph by Harav Hagoyin, Rabbi Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita, Mori V'Rabbi, who's taught me when I was a yeshiva bacher and still teaches me. And we should be zoche mirtz Hashem to see neflos mitaras Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos and Afmem Tesamet Beis says, "Ad kama mizamnin." The Mishnah says that how much do you make a zimunan? The Mishnah says, "Ad kizayis." That Rabbi Meir holds, "Ad kizayis." That Yiddish here kizayis. Of bread, Yerchai ben Zimun. Rabbi Yehuda says ad kibetza. Frek the Gemara, lemeimra. Is that to say, the Rabbi Meir chashav le kizayis, Rabbi Yehuda kibetza? Is that to say that Rabbi Meir is machshiv a kizayis, and Rabbi Yehuda is machshiv a kibeya? And she says the Gemara, "V'ayep chashamin and lehu." We heard punk fakert from them. Tisnan v'chen mishiatzim Yerushalayim and itzkashay avad b'sar kodesh. A person who went out of Yerushalayim and he remembered that he had kachim in his hand, and since he went to Yerushalayim, the basar is nifsal biyotzei. So what does he have to do? Imavart Sofim, if he went past Sofim, Sofro b'mekomo, he burns it where he is. Vim lav chozer v'sofro, if now bira me'atzeh ma'arocha, and if not, he burns it in front of the bira me'atzeh ma'ar from the etzim of the ma'arocha. Ad kamehim chozerim, how much do they you have to have in your hand in order to be chayiv to go back? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Omer Zebezeh B'Kibetza, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zebezeh B'Kizayis. Rabbi Meir says, both B'Sar Kodesh and what the Mishnah was talking about there earlier, Chametz, that he hoped to go back and burn your Chametz, the Shear is a Kibetza. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, both going back. If you have kachim in your hand, going back to burn it to lifnei abira is and chametz. The shir is a kizayis. So you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda is machshiv a kizayis, and Rabbi Meir is machshiv a kibeya, and that's a stira to the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah Rabbi Meir was machshiv a kizayis, and therefore he had a bench on a kizayis. And Rabbi Yehuda was machshiv kibetz, therefore he had a bench on kibetz. So here you see that to return to burn the chametz or the kachim that was nifsal, their shitas are the exact opposite. That Rabbi Meir says it's a bit kibetz, and Rabbi Yehuda says the kizayis. Says the Gemara, on Rabbi Eichan and Muchlefes hashita. So just switch around the shitas, and one of the machlokos switch around Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda so that it stems. So Rashi says, we're going to read the Rashis, make some diukim. Misha yatzam Yerushalayim le'el minei ma'ireh holch l'sharos chizpo v'nitzkar yesh l'chomet p'sech beiso. Earlier on, it's talking about somebody went to Shechtes Pesach, and he remembered that he had chomets in his house. Im yachol lachzor levar v'lachzor l'mitzvah si'achzor v'yavar. If he can burn it and go back and do his mitzvah, he should go back and burn it. V'im lav yivat v'libo, if not, he should mivatul in his heart. V'chein misha yatzam Yerushalayim le'nitzkar yesh b'yoso b'sar kodesh v'nitzal b'yitziyoso chutz l'choma. And also somebody who went out of Yerushalayim, he had b'sar kodesh in his hand, and it became puzzle when it left the chomets of Yerushalayim. So those are the two cases. You went to Shechtes your carbon Pesach, and you remembered you had chomets, and you took b'sar kodesh out of Yerushalayim. What's the din? Im avar tzofim. What's tzofim? Makom shiyachol lirois beis hamikdash. The place where you could see the beis hamikdash. That's what tzofim is. So if you went if you passed tzofim, you can no longer see the beis hamikdash. You should be sorry if it bimakoma. And if not, if you didn't pass tzofim, you should go back and burn it lifnei habira. What is lifnei habira? Rashi says makom bahar habayis sheyesham beis hadesh and gadol shesarfim psulei kachim kalim. They have this big beis hadesh and this big burning place where they burn psulei kachim kalim, like we say in Zvachim perek tful yom kufdal ramid beis. Adkan divrei Rashi. Then the Gemara brings another teretz. Abayi says it's really not a steer. Again, we had the sheet of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah that he is machshiv a kizayis. Never had to be mizamin a kizayis. Rabbi Huda says no a kibetza. But then when returning to burn your chametz or your kachim shenifsalu, there they hold a chashiv a shir. Is this the opposite? That Rabbi Huda said it's a kizayis, and Rabbi Meir said it's a kibetza. So the first teretz is switch around them in one of these cases, and therefore their shitas will shtim. And now we have another teretz, Abayi Amar Le'olam Lo Tefuch. Really, don't switch them around. Halacha B'Koray Pligi. Rabbi Meir Chosav V'Achalta Achila V'Savata Zushtia. So Rabbi Meir holds that when it says in the Torah, they're arguing about a pasuk. And when it says in the Torah V'Achalta, that means you should eat. V'Shasit V'Savata, that means you should drink. And what is Achila? What is Achila? Achila, says Rabbi Meir, is b'kizayis. And therefore the shear of Birchas HaMazon is kizayis. And Rabbi Yehuda Savar v'achalta v'savata Achila shesh b'sviya. No, the savata is a perish on Achila. So it has to be Achila and Asviya. And what is that? That's a kibetza. So there the machlokas and benching is a pasuk. How to learn the pasuk. There, by the burning of the chametz in the kachim kalim, they're arguing about a svara. The Rabbi Meir says the svara is that when do you have to return chazaraso ketumaso? You have to return if you have a shear of tuma that it's mitame. Ma tumasu bikibetza av chazaraso bikibetza. Just like the tuma is kibetza, so too the chazara is also kibetza. Just like to be mitame, just like psar kodesh is mitame, and chometz are mitame tumas ochlin bikibetza. Your mitame other ochlin bikibetza. So too, chazara, when you're obligated to return and burn it in the proper place, that's also going to be a shear of kibetza. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, chazara so ki isura. The chi of chazara is like the shear of isra achila. Ki isura, ki shear isra achila. Ma isura b'kizayis. Just like kachim psulim and chametz are isura b'achila b'kizayis. Av chazaraso, so too when you have to return, you have to return for a kizayis. Rashi, chazaraso kitumaso garsinan, shir chazaraso kishir tumaso. The shir of chazara is like the shir of tuma. Midi de chashiv leinyin tuma, chashiv zen leinyin chazara. What's chashiv alts tuma is also chashiv alts chazara. So the fi Rashi kumtois that the whole sugya is talking about chashivus, the svara of chashivus. That we start out talking about what you bench on, and we say, ah, that's a chashiv ashir to bench on. So, why isn't it also chashiv to return on? And then we brought the stira from burning your b'sar kodesh and nifsal, that there's a different shear of chashivus. And what's the teretz? The teretz is what has more chashivus? In other words, what do you apply the chashivus to? Do you apply the chashivus to tum'aso, or do you apply the chashivas to isura? when it comes to benching in the second teretz, when it comes to benching, so the question is, how do you learn the pasuk? But when it comes to Besar Kodesh, so there you're in the world again of chashivas. What is more chashivas, isuro or tumaso? According to Rabbi Meir, you go kashir tumaso, that's what has chashivas. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that kashir isura, the kashir isura, which is a kezayis. That Rabbi Meir holds kitumaso, just like tumaso is kibetza, so tu chazaraso is kibetza, that's what has chashivas. And Rabbi Yehuda says that what has chashivas, iser achilaso, just like iser achilaso is kizayis, so too chazara is bikizayis. Mashen came benching. In benching, Rabbi Meir didn't hold kibetza, Rabbi Meir held kizayis. Why kezayis? Because the pasuk says ve'achalt an achilas kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's a kebetza because ve'achalt an savat achilas shesh bakedei sviya. Good. So as the Gemara began, the Meimer, the Rabbi Meir choshev le kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda kebetza. So again, we're all in the world of chashivus. What is chashivus? The Gemara says, by benching, you see Rabbi Meir's chashivus is a kezayis and Rabbi Yehuda is a kebetza. We ask from the Besar Kodesh. And then our answer is that by the Besar Kodesh, they have a different type of chashivus. In the second teretz, Rabbi Meir's chashivus is tumasa, which is a kebetza. And Rabbi Yehuda's svara is kizayis, kisura. But the Gemara started talking about chashivus, that's what we're understanding by benching, and then afterwards we bring a pasuk by benching. That it's not an inyan of chashivus, we have a pasuk. But the Besar Kodesh, when you burn that, there the question is what's chashiv? And Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have different shiurim for what is chashiv. So that's the sugya in brachas. Chashivus. In Psachim, it says, Aholech l'shchodes pischo. This is Memtes. V'nizkar amar alf. V'shiyesh lo chametz soch beiso. Im yachol achsor levar, v'lachsor m'sasi achsor v'yavar. V'im la v'vat lo belibo. So the Mishnah says that if you're going, we mentioned this Mishnah earlier, you're going to shecht your Pesach, and you remember you have chametz in your house, if you can go back and burn it, and then go back and do your mitzvah of Pesach, you should go back and burn it. And if not, you can be mevatel it b'leiv. And so too, somebody went out of Yerushalayim, and he remembered he had Besar Kodesh in his hands. If he passed by Atzofim, he burns it in his place. And if not, he burns it lifnei Abira from the Atzei Ma'aracha. And how much do you have to return for when you're returning? Rabbi Meir says, both of them are a kibetza. And Rabbi Yehuda says, both of them are a kezayis. Rashi says, we're not going to read all the Rashis, but Rashi says, Shiyesh biyado b'sar kodesh, imo baderech, v'nifsal biyotze, you have b'sar kodesh and it was nifsal biyotze, shemechitzas kotshim kalim, chomas Yerushalayim, because the mechitza of kotshim kalim is the chomas of Yerushalayim, and if you go out of the chomas of Yerushalayim, the kotshim kalim will come puzzle. Imo v'artsofim, shem kfar, it's the name of a village, shiyachaleras beis hamikdash misham, that you can see the beis hamikdash from there. Rashi says it's the name of a village. Rashi in Brachas didn't say it's the name of a village. Rashi just said in Brachas that you can see the Beis HaMikdash from there. Here Rashi says it's the name of a village. Interesting. Sarfo b'mekomo, you burn it in the place. V'lo tshichu lachzor, so if you pass Sofim, you can just burn it wherever you are. You know, there weren't much shirchi to be chozer. V'im lav chozer v'sarfo, and if not, you go back and burn it. K'damarin b'chol shah, b'kodesh b'esh t'saref, t'makom achilas esreifaso. We learn from b'kodesh b'esh t'saref that in the place that you eat it, you should burn it. So you have a alfusa from a pasuk that you burn it in the makom of achila, that you have to go back to Yerushalayim and burn it there. That's interesting. Rashi doesn't bring that alfusa in brachas. Rashi in brachas says Sheyesham Beis Hadeshin Gadol Shesarfim Psulei Kachim Kalim. They have a Beis Hadeshin there where you burn Kachim Kalim, but he doesn't bring the Alfusa from a Pasuk. It's Mamash Achiyuv. Interesting. Now, in the sugi of the Gemara there, we bring the Gemara in Brachas. Same sugya. L'meimad rei meir sarar kabeitzu d'chashiv yudu sarar kazayis nami chashiv. Is that to say that Rabbi Meir holds a similar sugya, that a kibetz is chashuv, because he says you have to return for a kibetza, and Rabbi Yehuda says you have to return for a kizayis, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is machshiv a kizayis? We learn just the opposite. We learn that by Zimun, Rabbi Yehuda says the shear is kibetza, and Rabbi Meir says it's kizayis. And here it's fakert. By returning to burn the basar and the chametz, Rabbi Meir holds it's a kizayis, it's a kibetza, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a kizayis. Whereas by benching, Rabbi Meir holds it's a kizayis, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a kibetza. Which one is it? So first Teretz Gemara brings is Rabbi Yochanan Mochlefes Hashitas, switch Hashitas around, and Abaye says that they're arguing about a pasuk that by benching, Rabbi Meir says you need shir achila, it's a kizayis, and svi is drinking, and Rabbi Yehuda says that svi is defining achila, it has to be yesh basvi, it has to be a kibetza. And here they're arguing about a svara. What's the svara? Svara is that Rabbi Meir holds that the chazar is like tuma, just like tuma's kibetza. Ochlin is metami b'kibetza, so too we have to return for a kibetza. Rabbi Yehuda says the chazar is like the iser of eating it is b'kizayis, so too the chazar is b'kizayis. Rashi says, mizamnin shlosh shachlu ka'achas, three people that ate together, disnan chayovin lezamein ve'ein rashoim lechalek. Three people that came together have to make a zimun, and they are not allowed to split up. Why does Rashi have to add they're not allowed to split up? Just say, they're chayav to make a zimun, and then, what's the shear of zimun? Rabbi Meir says, kizayis, and Rehuda says, kibetza. But Rashi says, no. Not only three people right together are chayav to make a zimun, but they're not allowed to split up. Why does Rashi add those words? Ve'achalta v'savata. When the Gemara says that they're arguing about ve'achalta v'savata, that from this pasuk we learn birchas hazimun in brachas. Rashi says from this pasuk we learn birchas hazimun, and therefore their argument is how much to make a zimun on. What's pshat nachila? Is it a kizayis or a kibetza? Rashi chazara. So when do you have to return? Umidirabanan hi. Va'ashir tumaso asmechua. V'tumas ochlim b'kibetza. Rashi says the chazara is a din derabanan, and it is based. And the shir tuma. Shir tuma doiraisa is kibetza. So too, when you have to do chazar, when you have to return, it's also kibetza. Very interesting that Rashi here says that it's a dirabanan. Rashi doesn't say that in Brachas. Rashi in Brachas says, Shir Chazaraso Kishir Tumaso, Midi de Chashiv Le'inyan Tumah, Chashiv Le'inyan Chazar. Rashi there says it's Chashivas. Here Rashi doesn't say that you have to return because of Chashivas. Rashi says that you're Somech, the Shir Tumah Derabanan, on the Shir Tumah Deraisa. It's a different Tzigang, a different Nigan in Rashi in Psachim. So we have to understand what is going on over here. Because according to the Teretz in the Gemara in Psachim, Abaye is completely being doche the svar of the Makshin. Because the Makshin asked, that Kibetza is Chashuv. And Rabbi Yehuda says, by returning to burn, a Kizayis is Chashuv. And Alamaskana comes along Abaye and says that it has nothing to do with Chashivas. You know why Rabbi Meir says Kibetza? Kashir Tumaso. That's the Shir Darais of Tuma. You know Rabbi Yehuda says Kizayis? Kashir is Sura. But it has nothing to do with Chashivas. So how does Rashi know that? That Abai is completely rejecting the Makshin. Number one. And number two, why is he contradicting himself in Brachas? Because Rashi in Brachas seems even the Maskana to say that the Shir is a Shir of Chashivas. Midi de Chashiv, Linyan Tuma, Chashiv, Linyan Chazar. As we already mentioned, this is Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, how much you have to be mezamein on, is in the Mishnah at the beginning of the 7th Perek. It says, Shalosh Yishlach L'Klachas Chavim L'Zamein. But it doesn't say, Einon Rishayim L'Chalik. That's only later on. So why does Rashi throw that in? Why does Rashi throw in the Einar Rashayin L'Chalik, which is later? Another kasha on Rashi is that Rashi says that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about Zimun, and Abaye says they're arguing about a pasuk, how you learn the pasuk. How you darshan ve'achalta v'savata? Do you need achilas sheish basviya, or is v'achalta v'savata two different things? And achilas a kizayis. So it's all coming from the pasuk of v'achalta v'savata, which is where you learn birchas hazimun. But that's only according to the Tanakam and the Brisa and brachas memches amid beis, who learns birchas hazimun from the pasuk of v'achalta Hashem Elokecha. But according to the Rebbe, you learn from gadol Hashem iti and ramam Moshe moyachtav. And so to stomach the shas at the beginning of the perek. You learn from Gadol Hashem Iti and Rama Mashmo Yachtav. So why does Rashi say it's Dafka from Ve'achalta V'Savata that well, not Rashi, it's Abaye. Abaye says that they're arguing about Ve'achalta V'Savata, and Rashi says that's where you get Berachas HaZimun from. But that's not universal. What about Rebbe? What about Gadol Hashem Iti? So from the pshuto of our sugya, it's mashma, that even the one who doesn't learn Zimun from the pasuk of Achalta Svelta Ve'rachta, since it's the makor of Birchas Hamazon, you can learn the shir of Zimun. So if that's the case, then it's not only according to the one who learns the chiyuv of Zimun from Achalta V'Savata V'Rachta, even according to the one who learns chiyuv Zimun from Gadol Hashem Iti Rama Shmo Yachtov, the shir of Zimun can be learned from V'Achalta V'Savata, since that's the makor of Birchas Hamazon. So the kasha then on Rashi is, how do you know that the teretz of Abaye is only according to the one who learns from this pasuk, Birchas HaZimun, the Ikur Chiyuv of Birchas HaZimun from this pasuk? There's another opinion. Another opinion holds from Gadol Hashem Iti, and it could be that that opinion would agree that the shir of Birchas HaZimun can be learned from V'Achalta V'Savata V'Rachta, because that's the Chiyuv Kali of Birchas HaMazon. But Rashi says no. Rashi says that it's dafka according to the opinion of the Tanakama who learns Birchas HaZimun from Ve'achalta V'Savata V'Rachta. No, it could be it's even according to Rebbe and Stamad Shas that you learn the chiyuv zimun from chalta is about to be rechta. But the shir you can learn from that you learn the chiyuv of zimun from gadol Hashem iti. And according to Rabbi in the stem of the Gemara, you learn the chiyuv of zimun from gadol Hashem iti. However, the shir of zimun can be from v'achalta v'sevata v'rechta. And Rashi says no. Rashi says that the shir of zimun v'achalta v'sevata v'rechta is only according to the Tanakama who learns the chiyuv of zimun from v'achalta v'sevata v'rechta. And we want to know how Rashi knows that. Maybe it's not true. Maybe the chiyuv of zimun can be learned from gadol Hashem iti. And even that opinion holds that the shir of zimun is from ve'achalta sevata, because that's the chiyuv of birkas hamazon. And in the Hosafos of Rav Pick to the Maseres Hashas, he has a different gears than Rashi. He says birkas hamazon, not birkas hazimun. Then Rashi says the yal of birkas hamazon from ve'achalta sevata v'achalta. Therefore, it's not only according to the opinion of the Tanakama. According to everybody learns Birkas HaMazon from V'chalta V'svat V'rachta, and from there you're also going to learn the Shir of Birkas HaZimun. But our Girsa of Rashi is Birkas HaZimun. That implies that it's only according to that opinion that we're going to learn the Shir. Only according to the opinion that the Chiv of Birkas HaZimun is from V'chalta V'svat V'rachta, we're going to learn the Shir of Birkas HaZimun from V'chalta V'svat V'rachta. But like I said, maybe you can learn the Shir of Birkas HaZimun from V'chalta V'svat V'rachta, even according to the opinion that the Chiv of Birkas HaZimun is from Gadol Hashem Iti. And has to have to learn the shir somewhere, so learn it from V'achalta, which is the chiv of benching. And as we mentioned earlier, there are other stiras. Rashi says in Brachas that Avar itself from Sofim is a place you can see the Beis HaMikdash from, like Tosfos says in Brachas that there's no village called Sofim as long as you can see Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. That's Sofim. Psachim, Rashi says, is a village. And Tosfos and Brachas brings the Rashi in Psachim, and he's Doche. So we have two kashas on Rashi. Why does he say it's a shame kfar, and why is he soser himself from Brachas to Psachim? Also, as we mentioned earlier, Legabe Etzin Yenas Reifov Besar Kodesh and Nifso. Here in Brachas, Rashi says that there's a place where they used to be Sarev. On Harabayas, they'd be Sarev Kachim Shenifsalu, Kachim Kalim. But he doesn't say it's a Chi of Mikar Adin. That was the Minog. In Psachim, Rashi learns it from Be'esh, Bakodesh Be'esh to Sarev, that there's Mamash a Chi of Mikar Adin to be Sarev, the Psulim in this place. And that's a big stira. Is it that's just what they used to do, or is it a chi of Mikar Adin that we learn from a pasuk? Be'emes, that Rashi says the chi of Mikar Adin to burn in Yerushalayim. Tosus writes, Perish HaKuntris Kedamra Perakol Shah B'Kodesh Beish Yisarif B'Mogom Achilas Yisrei Fasel. You learn from a pasuk that where you're allowed to eat it, that's where you burn it if it becomes pasul. V'kal shalari daraisu, if it's really daraisu, mali over tzofim, mali lo over tzofim. What does it matter if he passed by tzofim or not? He would have to go back either way. V'yesh lomer de minatari yachol esarfa b'chol mokum shayir. It's a really minatari, you can burn it wherever you want. D'bepere kol shalom arbinin el psule kotche kotchim v'emure kotchim kalim avol shayar kotchim shenachol mazar en lomer arbinon. If you look in Pere kol shah, says Tosfos, pshat it there, is that there's only, you only have to burn psule kachim kachim and emure kachim kalim. But psar kachim kalim, we don't have a riboy there. And the reason you have to burn a dafka lifnei abira is gzera to kachim kachim. There's actually a chiyuv to burn it b'makom achilasa. There's no explicit chiddush ribui in that sugi in Perek Kol Shah to burn kachim kalim. And Rashi, if you look there in Kol Shah, in Chof Dalet Amud Aleph in Psachim, says, and the Gemara, Gemara says, "Sani Rabbi Shimon Or Beish Kodesh Deish Tisarif Limerachat Shesarif Nosa BaKodesh."
We learn that a chatas, you have to burn it, becomes pasul. You have to burn it in the kodesh. Vainly, elazu bilvad, I only know chatas. Psule kachim kachim ve'emurei kachim kalim inayin. How do we know psule kachim kachim ve'emurei kachim kalim? Rashi there says that dafka these, psule kachim kachim ve'emurei kachim kalim, because their mechitzas b'so chomas hazar, they have to be burned in the base of mikdash. Avo psule b'sar kachim kalim, she'achilasam b'chola yiraf serefas, and utzul chutz lazare. But kachim kalim, you have to burn them outside the hazara. So this pasuk says Rashi is only telling us about a chiyuv to burn kachim, and the emurim, the innards of the kachim kalim. But the rest of the kachim kalim, we have no special limit for. Rashi continues, and he says, sarfin lefnei abira, you burn them outside the azara. There was a special base hadeshim where they would burn it, like it says in Tful Yom, kuftalat amid beis, and tzvachim. But that's not from the pasuk. So we have no makor for this chiyuv. That was just a minug, like Rashi says in our sugi and brachas. So Rashi's perish in the Mishnah and Psachim is a stira to the earlier Rashi and Psachim. Rashi on Memtes says that you're burning the kachim kalim. Because of a chiyuv, there's the alfusa from a pasuk. Rashi and Chof Dalet says there's no such alfusa. So what forced Rashi suddenly on Memtes to say that there's an actual chiyuv to burn the kachim kalim b'makom achilaso? We also have Tosis Kasha. If it's really Daraisa, what does it matter if he passed Sofrim or not? But the Rashi himself, internally, Rashi is self-contradictory. Because Rashi in Brachas, Memtes, and in Psachim, Chof Dalet, says there's no Chiyuv from the Pasuk, there's no Yafusa from the Pasuk to burn Kachim Kalim Lefnei Abira, this place outside, this place in Har HaBayis, outside the Azara. And Psachim Memtes, he says there is a chiyuv from a pasuk. Madne. So just to give everybody an appreciation of what we've done here, we've just looked at the Gemara and just see that nothing here makes sense. A lot of problems. So from here is the limud gadol, that when you learn, you have to think. You have to be medayik. And you have to compare and contrast parallel sugyas. You'll see Neflos Mitoras Hashem. So it seems from all of this that since the Mishnah on Psachim on Memtes compares the din of the person who has Besar Kodshim in his hand and he left Yerushalayim to the din of somebody who remembers that he has Chometz in his house, and they bring Rabbi Yehuda as one of the Tanoim who argues about the shear, how much you have to return for. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that you return for a kezias. Rabbi Yehuda also says, Ein bi'ul chametz ela sreifa. And Chof Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda says that bi'ul chametz has to be b'sreifa. So it must be that the burning, the chiyuv biur, is me'etzem dino ve'ikr dino shalach chametz. Because he holds that the chiyuv is mamish sreifa biur. So then we can explain, when you're sorev psar kodshim, that are nifso, it must be me'ikr hadin. And that's what compelled Rashi to say that it's learned from a pasuk. I said it must be derived from a pasuk, because Rabbi Yehuda was talking about burning the chametz. So burning the chametz, ain't b'yur chametz el sreifa. So therefore, when you're burning b'sar kodesh, it's also me'ikar adin. that you have to burn it in the right place. Because we're talking about burning the chametz, and we're talking about burning the kachim in the right place. It's just like burning the chametz is mikra adin, so too burning the kachim in the right place is mikra adin. And that would be in the bira in this place in Har Habayis. And since that's how Rashi learned in the Mishnah, so when the Gemara asks about Shir Zimun, that is based on the assumption that Zimun is me'ikar dino shel birkas hamazah. That the achila itself is mechayev the Zimun. And if there's an achila chashuva, there's a mechayev gomor of Zimun. And that's why Rashi there explained in Psachim, according to the Rabbanan of the Braisa, the Tanakhama, who hold that Birkas HaZimun is learned from Birkas HaMazon itself. In other words, the Yesod HaMechayev of Zimun has to be Birkas HaMazon. Because every achil of an individual is mechayev birkas hamazon. And if you eat barabim, that mechayev is including birkas hazimun within the eger chiyuv and suras habracha birkas hamazon. Because again, in Psachim Rashi is holding that we're going on, it's me'ikar hadin. The burning of the chametz is me'ikar hadin. The burning of the kachim b'makom is me'ikar hadin. So memela, the chiyuv zimun is also me'ikar hadin. When is Chiyuv Zimun Me'ikar Adin? When you have the same Yalfusa for Zimun that you do for benching. That means Me'ikar Din HaBenching, you have to have Zimun. We'll explain more. That Rashi added what it says later in the Mishnah. That this ain rashayin lechalek is only brought later, and it wasn't enough for him to bring what the first Mishnah says. We understand, because Rashi is trying to emphasize that the achila brings them together for the bracha, and if they don't make a zimun, they're breaking up a tseiruf that already exists, and that is more evident from the second Mishnah. Ein rashayim lechalik. In other words, there is a tziruf here. Me'ikar din achila together, your chayv and zimun. Because there's this tziruf of everybody together. And by not having zimun, you're breaking up the tziruf that the achila created. This being connected. Now it's going to become more clear. In our sugya in brachas, Rashi wanted to explain the kasha of the Gemara, even according to the other opinion in our sugya, that holds that you learn the chiyuv zimun from what it says, gadul Hashem iti, or hovu godel elokeinu. Now, according to this opinion, the chiyuv zimun is not part and parcel of hilchos birchas hamazon at all. It's a din klali of kavod shemayim, that if you gather together to do something chashuv, and that maisa has a bracha, so you have to do this bracha b'lashon rabim nevarach elokeinu shalchal mishalo. So it's not me'ikar dinei birkas hamazon to make a zimun, according to the other opinions who learn from other sources. Rather, the birkas hazimun is a din klali that if people get together, you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barabim. But it's not a din in the Ikar Achila. And if you're asking, according to this opinion, from that din of Nizkar Sheyesh Biyado B'Sak Hodesh. And we say there's a different shear, because Rabbi Meir holds by Zimun it's Kizayis, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Kibetza, and by B'Sak Hodesh they hold the opposite. So if you're contrasting the two, it must be that the Makshin is learning that there's not a Chiyuv Gomor Mitzad Hochos Kachim Kalim to burn it in Yerushalayim. It was just a minhag. And there they were Koveh, Makom Sreifa, and a Beis Hadeshin. And therefore it's the right thing to do that every Chaticha of Besar Kodesh that's Nifsal should be burned there. To do this mitzvah of Sreifa with Chashivos and with Tziruf. But it's not Mei Iker Dino Shel Besar Kodeshim, like we explain. So Rashi explained very well in our sugya. Rashi and Brachos didn't say that it's a chiyuv me'ikar adin to burn the kachim in the proper place, b'makom achila. That was just the way they used to do it, because Rashi is learning that we're not in the world of me'ikar adin anymore, because the benching isn't me'ikar chiyuv birkas hamazon. And therefore the burning isn't going to be me'ikar dino shel b'sar kodeshim. It just, if it has, just like if it has chashivus, you bench together. If you're all getting together to bench together, it has chashivus, so you make a zimun. So too, there's chashivus in an amount, in a shear of b'sar kodesh that you have to return for, and we can compare the two shiurim. But just like the ben the zimun is not me'ikar dino shel birkas hamazon, so too the burning of the kachim is not me'ikar adin. Bekitzer, the perish of Rashi in the two sugyas is that the makshin in psachim understood that the chi of zimun is me'ikar adin shel birkas hamazon, and it's similar to the Chi of Bir Chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chi of Sreifas Kachim. That they're all going to be Me'ikar Adin. That's the Rashi in Psachim Memtes. Chi of Zimun is Me'ikar Dino Shabirkas Hamazon. And that's because the Biur Chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also Me'ikar Adin. And then Rashi learns that the Chiyuv Sreifas Kachim is also Me'ikar Dino Shel Kachim Kalim. They have to be burned in the proper place. The Makshin in our Sugyan Brachas understood exactly the opposite. That the chiyuv of Biur Chametz is a din study. It's just a side din. That me'ikar adin, your bibitul ba'alma sagi. That it's enough just to be mevatel b'chametz. And just like chiyuv Biur Chametz is a din study, it's not a chiyuv me'ikar adin bitul is enough. So to the chiyuv sreifas kachim b'Yerushalayim, it's only a maila to give it chashivus. So there's a special place to burn it. And that is similar to the chi of zimun, which is not me'ikar adin, part and parcel of birkas hamazon. It's a din study to be marba kovet shemayim when you have rovam. So in psachim, we're going on Ikar Adin. The Bir is B'chametz is Me'ikar Adin. The Sreifas Kachim is Me'ikar Adin. The Chiyuv Zimun is Me'ikar Adin Birkas Hamazon. And in Brachas, Bir Chametz is a Din study. Sreifas Kachim Bir Shalayim is only a Maila. And so to chiyuv zimun, it's not me'ikar din birkas hamazon. It's just the chashivas that everybody should bench together. Just like the chiyuv servas kachim, there's a chashivas that should be burned in a certain place. And the nafkamina would be with respect to the teretz of Abaye, that were mechalik b'svara, if we are going to compare the shir of chazar b'bsar kodesh shenifsal to the shir tuma or to the shir iser. In our sugyan brachas that we're holding, that there's no chiyuv sreifa b'Yerushalayim me'ikar adin, why would we compare it to Isser and Tuma that are Dinim Gemurim in HaTorah? If there's no Chiyuv Sreif in Yerushalayim of the Bsar Kodesh and Ifsal Meikar Adin, why would you compare it to the Isser Achil and the Isser Tuma, which are Meikar Adin? And that's why Rashi explains here in Brachas that the sugya remains with the svara that a kezayis and a kebetza are shiurim in chashivus, and we hold besvara that whatever has chashivus with respect to Besar Kodesh, Shenifso, in Chiyuve Doraisa, in other words, that when in Chiyuve Doraisa, what's their Chiyuv? You're not allowed to eat. That there's a Chiyuv, there's an Isser to eat. Because Ayis, when there's an Isser Achila, the Isser is Kachim Psulim, our Usser to eat. It's a Kazayis. So from there you can learn that there is a Chashivus to the Kazayis. And since there's a Chashivus to the Kazayis, also when you come back to burn the Besar Kodesh, so also there's a kezishivas to the kezayis, and when you talk about tuma, the tumas ochlim, which is a shir midoraisa, so that shows that it's chashuv a kibetza. So too, when you have psar kodesh, and if so, the shir is going to be a kibetza. So therefore Rashi says that you remain in the realm of chashivus. However, in the sugi over there in Psachim, there Rashi is learning that the chi of sreif in Yerushalayim is me'ikar adin of b'sar kachim kalim. So it's better to explain that it's not just a gilui milsa on chashivus, but rather they learn the shiurim from the dinei doraisa. That is why Rashi explained in the Mishnah in the Gemara Psachim, Chazaraso midrabanan hi v'ashir tumaso asmachua, and they were so it's midrabanan, and they were so mechit on the shir of tuma. So in other words, it's not just that since one is chashuv, the other is chashuv. Since we see a chashivus by shir tuma soichlim and shir isra achil of a kezayis and a kebetza, so that's going to be the shir for a chazara. That it's just a gili milsa of what's chashuv. That's the way Rashi's learning in Brachas. But in Psachim, where Rashi's learning that it's derived from a pasuk, they have to burn kachim kalim. So not that this makes it a doraisa, but they have an asmachta from a pasuk of bakodesh be'esh tisarev. That's why Rashi in Psachim brings the pasuk. Rashi says there is a yafusa for the burning of the kachim kalim, he holds it's me'ikar adin. So that's why Rashi explains, ah, it's me'ikar adin,
So you can learn it mamish from the Daraisa, not just al tzgili milsa, that there's a chashivus, but that you're somech one shear on the other, because you're medamet derabbanan to Daraisa, not al tzchashivus, just because it's a chashiv derabbanan, it's derived from a pasuk, it's me'ikar adin. So you can also learn that from a Daraisa. The only thing is, it's still a problem that Rashi explains that the Chazar is derabbanan. It would be better if Rashi would just say it's Daraisa. That'd make our life easier. And then everything would be Me'ikar Adin Daraisa. Rashi says it's derabbanan. Agoponim, it comes out in this sugya that there are two different mahalchim, the sugya in brachas and the sugya in psachim. In the sugya in brachas, we're all in the world of chashivas. What's a chashiv shir, what's not a chashiv shir? And me'ikar adin, there is no chiyuv zimun, me'ikar din birkas hamazon. This is the chashivas when everybody gets together that you should bench, b'zimun. Not me'ikar din birkas hamazon. And the burning of the kachim kalim in the proper place on Harabayis, it's not me'ikar adin. That's just what they used to do. In Psachim, Rashi's learning that the burning, we're talking about me'ikar adin. Why? Because we talk about chametz. The Mishnah there says that the Gemara is based on is that Rabbi Yehuda said that you have to burn chametz, and then when we have to go back to your house and burn chametz, and then when we talk about the shear of how much you have to go back for, one of the opinions is Rabbi Yehuda, who says ein biur chametz ela b'sreifa. So that shows that it's me'ikar adin, and since the burning of the chametz is me'ikar adin, so to the burning of the kachim in the right place is me'ikar adin. And that's why Rashi brings that there's a yafusa for it, there's a pasuk. And that's why when we talk about benching, it's dafka according to the Man D'Amar, that Birchas HaZimun is learned from the makor of Birchas HaMazon. It shows you that Birchas HaZimun is me'ikar din Birchas HaMazon. And that's why Rashi in Pesachim emphasizes that you learn Birchas HaZimun from V'chal Tuzat V'rachta, not from the other pesukim. Hashem can, according to the sugin brachas, that you can learn the benching from the other pesukim. You can learn Zimun, excuse me, from the other Pesukim, because it's not Me'ikar Din Birkas HaMazon. And that is the two approaches of the Gemaras in Brachos and in Psachim, and we should be zoche lilmod ulelamed lishmor velasos ulekaimus kol divrei tzamu teresu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest friends. And since I have a very very large crowd, tens of thousands of people sitting with me right here in the room, and they're all invisible, and the proof is that I can't see them, so I don't have people asking me questions to clarify points. So if anybody wants to clarify a point, you can feel free to call or email me, and I'll be happy to discuss it with you. This was not an easy shir, but definitely worth the effort to try to understand. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.